Hello, welcome to Can You Get to That? I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best.
I am your relaxed, lounging co-host, Matthew Olson. Welcome to Can You Get to That Nights, part two.
The episode sequel. Two, Can You Get to That Nights.
How's it going?
It's going great. I got a Groupon massage this morning.
Did you go and, with other people?
No, Groupon is just like the group is everyone else on the internet, I think, is where that name comes from. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a coupon.
You got a cheap massage.
It made me feel great. And then I was told to drink a coconut water so that I would be hydrated. So that's what I'm doing now.
Wait a minute. We may be in different time zones, but you were told to drink a coconut water in the morning, and it is currently nights.
Well, yeah.
Nights.
I mean, she said today.
Is this a coconut water they gave you earlier today?
No, I had to purchase it myself.
Oh,
it didn't come with the Groupon.
That's a bummer. They just told you, go drink a coconut water now?
Yeah, basically.
And then didn't supply you with said water?
Mm-mm.
Dang.
Maybe if you pay the full price, they give it to you. I don't know.
I wish there was like some kind of life hack that would tell you how to get the free coconut water out of the massage place. Yeah.
It's funny you bring up life hacks, Matt.
Oh, is it?
It is, yeah. Because I opened my email a couple days ago, and for whatever reason, the website Quora has been sending me these Quora Digest emails. And one of the suggested posts in here is entitled, "What are some interesting hacks for anything?"
Okay.
And so people submit suggestions of hacks that you can do. So we get stuff like boost your smartphone's volume by putting it in a cup. Put forks underneath your laptop to prevent overheating. Okay, whatever.
Okay, that's a weird one.
Before you throw away a Post-it, run it between the keys on your keyboard to collect crumbs and fluff.
That's unusual.
Fine. And then a guy named Tim Landa weighs in. It says Tim Landa, and then his little bio says, "I have a lot of tips about daily life. Smiley face." And I'm not going to show you all the pictures, but
yeah, you're definitely not going to show me all the pictures or the listeners, but the listeners should know I'm looking at a picture of a foot where the pinky toe has been clearly...
It's been smushed.
It's been smushed up by this guy not wearing shoes that are big enough for his feet. And I don't know.
Yeah, so the gist...
You better have a good reason for showing me this picture, Caitlin.
Because the gist of this guy's fucking life hack, his interesting hack for anything, is that his foot was fucked up from wearing shoes that were too small. And he didn't want to go to the doctor for a long time because he was embarrassed about how it looked. And then he did go to the doctor, and it turns out they can do a surgery on you to fix your pinky toe if it looks like this. And later down the page, if I were to keep scrolling, you'd see a picture of the foot with the pins in it. And his tip is, if your pinky toe is smushed, go to the doctor. And that's his life hack.
If your pinky toe is smushed up in there, just get surgery.
Like, yeah.
Isn't that the answer for most bodily problems?
Yeah, I mean, that's his point is... You know, a good hack that you can do is if your body is bad, go to the doctor.
Yeah. But let's say this, though. That is a little bit smarter than put your phone in a cup or put your laptop on some fucking forks. Like,
you have a point there.
I will always say go to the doctor is better advice than put your laptop on top of some fucking forks.
Yeah, that's fair.
Does he have... any advice, this footman, Tim Landa, the footman of Quora.com, does he have any advice on how to combat plagiarism?
Sorry, on what?
How to combat plagiarism?
He does not.
Do you?
Again, it's so funny you bring that up, Matt.
Is it funny?
It's so funny.
Is it funny?
Because you know who's a fucking plagiarist? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who's a plagiarist. You have to tell me.
John Williams. Did you
okay.
know that?
You went on a Twitter rant about this recently.
Yeah, I did. I did because
you
were, I was babysitting.
You were very worked up.
So I was babysitting and like kids don't know anything about music, right? So you get them the chance to put on music and they just put on like whatever bullshit, whatever like five songs they've heard in their life. And these kids love the movie Home Alone. So this kid put on the soundtrack to the movie Home Alone by John Williams.
Oh, he did that? He did that hot fire?
He fucking did, yeah. And you know how I figured that out? Is because this track comes on. There's two tracks. I think the first one that came on is called Scammed by a Kindergartner. And
that's
this
a great
fucking
track name.
And this fucking track is literally just... There's a suite actually written for a different film by the Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev called Lieutenant Kiji. And this fucking track is just ripped wholesale from Lieutenant Kiji. Like, different parts of the suite, he just compiles them to make this, to write this piece. And that's when I was like, this has got to be a goddamn John Williams joint. Because he just stole this from Prokofiev. And then, like, two tracks later, of course, another one comes on. It's called Making the Plane, which is just, you know the ballet, The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky?
I am aware of The Nutcracker.
Do you know the, like, Russian part? It goes, you know that part?
You mean the Nutcracker part?
Well...
The part that's specifically
like a traditional like Russian dance inspired.
Okay. Okay.
Section.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay. So it's called Trepak is the name of that movement. And that was stolen by John Williams for the track Making the Plane from Home Alone. And so that's just, I didn't know about those two until like 4 days ago.
But you've been building a list.
Yeah, so I don't. I'm sure this is not even an exhaustive list, but just to go down the list that I've made, the Star Wars main theme, is pretty much ripped wholesale from again a different movie soundtrack by a composer named Eric Korngold. The movie is called King's Row, and it's more than one section of the main theme of Star Wars is stolen from that soundtrack. And then the Han and Leia theme. Not quite as tight a correspondence, but we'll say heavily inspired by the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. The Dune Sea theme from Star Wars is just exactly this section of The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky. And then the Dvorak's Eighth Symphony, which is called the New World Symphony, he fucking steals from that shit left and right. So, the Jaws theme is pretty heavily inspired by that. The Duel of the Fates is taken.
Oh, you mean?
So the Duel of the Fates is kind of two things that are stolen. It's Dvorak's Eighth Symphony, and it's Carmina Burana by Carl Orff.
My name is Carl Orff. Da, doo, doo, doo.
Exactly, yes, that's
Carl
how it goes.
Orff, da, doo, doo, doo. Is that the original?
That's the original, yeah. So he just took the words out and there you go. Duel of the Fates. And
yeah, replace those da doo doo doos too.
Yeah. And I'm sure, like I said, I know it's not an exhaustive list. There's more. And people are like, oh, it's okay. He's just inspired by all this other music. And that's fucking fine. Except for when you're going out and you're making like a shit ton of money at this and people are giving you awards and people are calling you like the greatest film composer of all time. And all of your goddamn greatest hits as a film composer were just written by other composers, you know? He's a great arranger. He's great at recognizing, you know, good works of like late romantic classical music.
Caitlin,
and matching those to moments in movies.
Caitlin, I think what you're circling around, and I just want to get us there so we can do the wiki game sooner.
Yeah.
Is that John Williams maybe is the best mixtape creator of mm-hmm. all time. And I don't mean like mixtape in like the 2010s hip hop sense of
yeah.
basically an album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he would just, he's taking all these famous composers and putting them on a cassette tape for you.
Right. You're saying, well, okay. I was going to say he's Girl Talk.
Ooh, that's, is he the original Girl Talk?
I think he is Girl Talk. And maybe it's a mantle that he's like passed down, you know?
Who before him was Girl Talk?
Lost to history.
The original Girl Talk was, of course, the great poet Homer.
Right.
Who
passed it to Virgil.
I think what you're upset about, basically, Caitlin, is that before we had paper and other things we've recorded
mm-hmm.
history and compositions
mm-hmm.
on,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just had the oral tradition, and right. you know, you needed the John Williamses of the world to keep those ditties alive.
Right. So what you're saying is that when Star Wars was made, which was, you know, writing didn't exist back then.
Okay, maybe he was a little behind the times.
He doesn't know where this came from. He just knows that it's in his heart, and he told the orchestra to play what was in his heart. You know, inspiration comes from everywhere. Like, how does he know where it came from?
Caitlin, though this is Can You Get to That Nights, I really don't want to get us in a position where we invent a timeline where Star Wars was created before written language. So can you please click random article so we
yeah.
can get this ball a rolling.
Yeah, oh, let's boy. Get to it. Okay. Oh, the the McCulloch Mac 101, also called the MC 101, is a two-stroke.
Wait, I'm not even wait, stop. I closed my eyes.
Okay.
I want to guess what this thing is. The McCulloch okay. Mac 101.
Yeah, guess. And try to spell it too, if you can.
Oh, no. I know how it's spelled. I wrote it down already. I just didn't look at the body of the page.
Oh, okay. I meant the thing. Never mind. Just guess what it is. Go ahead.
Is it a military aircraft?
You're close-ish.
This is actually way better.
Well, it's been used. Okay, so it's a two-stroke single-cylinder engine. It has been used as an ultralight aircraft engine, but the part that I would like to draw attention to is that it's for kart racing. And
yeah.
I did not know that in the real world, in our world, kart racing is spelled with a K.
Totally is.
I thought that was
completely 100%.
I thought that was a Mario innovation.
Nope. That's just go-karts. Have you ever been real life go-karting?
One time.
Because they spell it G-O-K-A-R-T, you know, everywhere.
Somehow that never registered with me. I've been one time on a family vacation to Yellowstone. We stopped at some place off the highway.
They got go-karts at Yellowstone now?
Yeah. You have to try to stay away from the buffalo. But yeah, other than that, you can pretty much rent it to get around the park, you know.
It's not really a rule that you have to try to stay away from the buffalo. It's just for your own safety.
It's just like
you
it's
have
smart.
To try.
You really
you
should
have to try.
Yeah, because they don't want to drive cars. They don't like cars in Yellowstone anymore. They're trying to phase that out. So it's like either horseback or, you know, go kart.
Yeah, or Segway.
Or Segway. Or Segway, but those can't go off the trails, you know. You're gonna be falling.
Right. Right. I've never been go-karting either. I'd like to think that if you were to go-karting, Caitlin,
mm-hmm.
I bet you would get banned for being too aggro.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
One, I bet you would throw a turtle at somebody just by instinct. And then you get banned.
I wouldn't do that to a turtle, Matt.
Okay, maybe just a plastic turtle shell.
I'd pour oil onto the track.
You'd throw a squid in somebody's face.
Yes. And you know I'd be eating those mushrooms.
Yeah, you show up to the track high on shrooms. And they'd just be like, stop saying you're the best. That's all you've been saying. You just keep saying
that. And you know what I'd say? You know what I'd say after they told me?
What?
Okay.
What should we click on? Should we click on kart racing?
Yeah.
Okay. Step 2, kart racing. Now we've had this discussion before as to what the best Mario Kart game is. I don't know if we've had it on the podcast, but the one I had the fondest memories of is Double Dash. But I think I agree with you that 64 is the defining one.
It is Mario Kart 64 that is the best one. So, you know.
I also have fond memories of the DS one. Because when the DS one came out, they did a local Nintendo sponsored event.
Oh yeah.
At a McDonald's at my local mall.
Oh my god.
Where you would compete in a Mario Kart DS tournament.
Yeah.
And you know, my brother Carl, listener and shill for Can You Get to That? He retweets pretty much every promo.
He does. Our biggest fan, I would say.
Maybe not our biggest fan. I don't know if he's left us a review, is the thing. And shout out to the people who've left reviews so far this week. We'll circle back around to that at the end of the episode. But Carl, if you're listening and you still have this, dig up the photo of me with Reggie Fils-Aimé, president of Nintendo of America.
Right, yeah.
He came out to the McDonald's and posed for pictures and played Mario Kart.
And did you have any fucking clue who this guy was?
Yeah, because I was a total fucking nerd.
Because you were a nerd. And this wasn't. Yeah. You were like a teen. Was he the best at Mario Kart?
Now, here's the thing. I can't remember if we were competing to try and play against him. Or if he was in the tournament bracket.
I'm gonna guess you were probably competing to play against him, because that just seems more like
because
it's embarrassing if you're the president of Nintendo America and some 12-year-old beats you in the like round robin phase of the tournament. That's no good.
Look, this is the same dude who did go play fucking Smash Brothers, whatever the new one is, on stage at like E3, and got completely fucking clobbered.
Oh, I mean,
like,
of course, because people are fucking crazy about that game. I mean, yeah. and like at E3, obviously there are people that are better than the creators of the game, you know.
Sure. I mean, it was a setup thing. Here's my point. If there's any game where you want to build in like a cheat feature so that your company president can save face.
Yeah.
The ideal one is Mario Kart, because no one's going to be able to fucking tell. Like,
right, yeah.
No one's going to be able to tell that he's has the odds fixed in his favor and he's only getting mushrooms and stars.
True.
Like,
because it's random.
The game is always bullshit. It's always rubber bandy as hell.
Right.
So, I mean, just put in the Reggie button. Put in the Reggie, the Reggie code. Anyway, it's my Mario Kart.
Who do you main? Who do you main in Mario Kart?
Oh God. In Double Dash, I would always go with one of either Toad or Toadette, because they get those golden mushrooms in that game. Mm-hmm. And then one of the Koopas, Red Koopa. Mm. Red Koopa, because Red Koopa got the 3 homing shells, and only Red Koopa in that game.
Yeah.
And honestly, all the other abilities were just trash. Like,
see, if you didn't have that speed and that homing,
you were fucked.
This is what I don't like about post N64 Mario Kart is all this, you know, all this bullshit. Can't we just get back to the fucking roots of the game? Can't we just get back to acceleration, speed, and weight, and those are the only differences between the characters? That's all I'm saying.
You don't like customizing your carts?
No, I don't like it. It's too
having motorcycles.
It's too complicated. It's too complicated. I want to race. I live for the track, you know?
But Caitlin, what about flips?
Ugh, whatever.
What if they did a drag race version of Mario Kart? Just no abilities, straight line, quarter
mile. Just a line, a quarter mile.
Secret Vin Diesel unlockable character.
Yeah, what if?
Now, rewind back before I bragged about meeting Reggie.
Yeah.
And that's not even my only Reggie story, but yeah. Rewind. What I was going to ask you is, if Mario Kart 64 is the best Mario Kart,
mm-hmm.
What's the best not Mario Kart kart racing game you've played? Because they had Diddy Kong Racing, they have like fucking Crash Bandicoot Racer.
I had the only one I played.
They had Star Wars, but not Pod Racer. They had the one that looked dumb. Like they had.
I've never heard of that, and I don't wish to hear about it.
Okay.
The only one I ever played was I guess it was the Donkey Kong one that I played. That was the one with the little rafts. There was plane ones. There was plane races and cart races and raft races. Is that right?
Raft races?
There was one that was boats or hovercrafts was what it was, but they would go in the water.
Okay, they also had Sonic Racing, which
I don't know.
Which is weird because Sonic is a fast hedgehog, and then you're just
he's already super fast. Like, why would he drive a car?
Just putting him in a car? It seems like a handicap measure.
He's gonna be slower. Maybe that's what it is, though.
I guess.
No.
This was the rest of the Sonic.
Gotta slow this
verse.
Boy down.
Yeah, the rest of the Sonic verse saying, "Hey, let's see how good you are without your feet, huh?
Yeah.
Huh."
All right, what's the strategy here?
Are there movies about go-karting?
That's what I was just thinking, but I don't think there are. So it turns out karting is a broader category, and go-kart is a subcategory.
Okay. Interesting.
Should we click on kart racing games?
I feel like the path here is maybe we take this to a Mario Kart and then try to get to like the music and then composers.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Right. All right, kart racing games.
Yeah, kart racing games, step 3. And maybe we can find some more
examples. This is just racing video game, actually.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, so here's another. I mean, what other racing games? What's your favorite racing game?
I mean, my favorite racing game is still probably
Mario Kart. It's still Mario Kart. It's a good game.
I never got into the Forzas or the Burnouts.
That shit's too serious. I did play a lot of Rush 2 as a kid. Did you ever play Rush for the N64?
I didn't play Rush on consoles. I remember San Francisco Rush? That's the fucking arcade cabinet.
That sounds like
they
a title. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that shit's good. I mean,
The main thing I did in Rush, though, was there was a stunt course where it was just, like, this big, like, you know the episode of The Simpsons where Homer goes to the 3D universe? And it's just, like, a plane with, like, 3D objects in it?
I am aware.
Yeah,
I believe that is Treehouse of Horror number 5? 4? 5?
Yeah,
4?
something like that. Anyway, the stunt track in Rush 2 looks just like that, except for everything is like scaled way up because you're a car, and you just like ramp off of these hills and shit.
Oh, you mean it looks like the grid?
It's the grid, yeah, and you jump off of these three-dimensional like domes and pyramids, and like some of them are specifically ramps, and there's a ski jump, and you just do like millions of fucking flips. It's so tight.
You know what one of my favorite racing mini games was?
What?
Did you ever play Jedi Academy?
No, I never did. Is there a swoop racing
There is some fucking swoop racing.
Love,
you know,
love
it.
A good swoop racing minigame. That game that you were a snob about, KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic. It's got some pretty sick swoop racing in it.
Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are swoops just completely written out of the universe now? Are they out of canon?
Well,
they never refer to a speeder bike as a swoop in any of the films.
I always thought that it was just I mean, they never refer to those things by name in the movies, right?
Yeah, I guess. But is a speeder bike different from a swoop?
So in Knights of the Old Republic, they're definitely different, but I always assumed that it was because it's like 2,000 years in the past or whatever.
Is it like the difference between like BMX and a fucking like Roadhog chopper, fucking West Coast Customs type
I don't think
deal?
It's that big of a difference. I think it's more like the difference between
Do you think that there's like a Pimp My Swoop in the Star Wars universe?
Yeah, of course.
Pimp My Land Speeder.
Yeah. There's a spot on Coruscant somewhere down in the Undercity where you can take your swoop bike to get it pimped.
I was just on my way to Tashi Station to pick up some power converters.
Some power converters, yeah.
And my fucking land speeder broke down, but then guess who pulled up? It's Exhibit.
Space Exhibit, yeah.
It's Darth Exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain to me before we figure out where to go next? And I think we should just click on whatever. I think we should probably just click on Mario Kart, honestly.
Well, okay.
I mean, that's...
We can talk about that. Tell me. What's the thing?
What does Darth mean?
Honestly, I think that when they wrote the first movie, it was intended to be his actual first name.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because Obi-Wan at one point says, "You can't win, Darth." Which is just like, if it's a title, you don't fucking say, "You can't win, mister."
Well, you might if you want to be cute.
Listen, mister, this lightsaber fight is mine.
Hey there, you watch out there, Darth. You're playing with fire. I have a trick up my sleeve. You don't know about it. Wink, wink, Darth.
Wink, wink, it's me dying. Okay.
The trick is he disappears, though.
Mm-hmm.
Some hot fire. So... Don't click the South Park. Don't click the South Park link, please.
Yeah, you see me hovering, don't you?
Yeah, there was a hovering. South Park kart racer and a Nicktoons racer. I remember that now. Ooh, wait, can I change my answer?
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite racing game,
Mario... South Park racing game.
No, Mario Kart aside, it might be Lego Racers.
Whoa, I've never even heard of that.
Lego Racers was a kart racing game, much like Mario Kart, only you could customize your racer and your car with,
Because it's made of Legos.
Is made of Legos, and it was like it was like a proper building interface. Like you could shift bricks around and stuff. It was like I had a fucking robot driver that just drove around like a giant brick. Like it was just it was just a cube on wheels, basically. Mm-hmm. And you weren't really penalized too much for it. And it had some cool power ups. Like you'd collect a color of brick for like the level one of that power up, and then you would collect white bricks to increase that power up's potency before firing it off. And I think there were like four different levels. So if you got it to level four, if you got like the speed brick, the green brick up to level four, it would just tear open a fucking wormhole and warp you ahead on the course. Yeah, it was pretty fucking sick. And it was back before Lego had any, like, licenses. So it was just, like, pirates, castle,
whoa, that's
space.
Dope.
Yeah,
I love those pre-licensed Lego properties.
Yeah. Fond memories of that game. And like I said, fucking wormhole. Hell yeah.
What console or platform is this for?
I had it on PC. I think it was on N64 PC. And stuff.
Never heard of it.
And I had it on PC, and at the same time, I had, like, Lego Loco, which was a train game.
Whoa.
And Lego Creator, which was just the build whatever you
wanted.
Right,
I remember Lego Creator. I didn't even realize there were Lego games at that time other than Lego Creator.
Yeah, those first games were fire. Then they had Lego Chess, though. Just computer chess with Lego.
Chess?
Like, no. No. That's you don't dumb. Do that.
Okay, so look. Here's what I'm thinking. I don't think that we need to go to Super Mario Kart, because I think that's going further down this little niche. We don't need to go over there. I'm thinking that we should go to cartoon television series.
Which will take us to animated cartoon, hopefully.
Yes, it is animated cartoon, correct.
I agree with that idea. Okay. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Fucking A.
And first
Step
thing
four,
on
animated
page.
Cartoon.
First thing on the page is a galloping horsey gif, and it says that it's animated by rotoscoping from Edward Muybridge's 19th century photos.
Only
which
it's
I find
this...
a little hard to believe, because it's just a cartoon horse galloping.
Yes, yeah, you can't call it rotoscoping just because you poorly traced some old photos. And you also gave this horse a fucking Scooby-Doo face. It doesn't even look
like
a like horse's
a dog,
face.
Like a straight-up like cartoon Great Dane face.
Everybody should go to the animated cartoon wiki page. That's
you
this
gotta
is an
take,
endorsement.
You gotta take a look at this guy. He's having
Holy
a great time, though.
Shit. Can you just click on that? Can you get a zoom in on that for
get
me?
Get a close-up of this boy? Oh,
yeah,
what a good boy.
No, can we zoom in further? Just, like, do the pinch zoom thing to...
Like this?
Okay, it's like an optical illusion, because when you zoom it in, it looks slightly more, it still looks dumb, but it looks slightly more like a cartoon horse. But then when you zoom it out, it looks like it just has fucking Scooby-Doo's head.
No, it still looks like Scooby-Doo's head zoomed in. You know what the problem with this cartoon horse is?
What?
Is that horses have eyes on the sides of their head, and this horse has... one eye on the front of his head.
Yeah, that's what it looks like in profile, for sure.
So that's an issue.
That's a major anatomical issue.
But the galloping looks good. You know, the rotoscoped part looks good, I would say.
Rotoscoped, sure.
You made air quotes just there, didn't you?
I made them with my voice, too. The listeners
could
hear.
Yeah.
Let's scroll down this page. Come on.
Yeah. A lot of good animated images on this page.
And a lot of boring ass history. In fact, animated cartoon doesn't even really get into what we think of.
Who knew cartoons were this boring, huh?
Let me read this line. Don't scroll. The Simpsons ushered in a new era of adult animation. Now, quote, adult animation, quote, programs such as, then just like, I mean, I guess this all works as a category, but like, just listen to this list and try to tell me it's not kind of dissonant, especially stemming from The Simpsons.
It's the first one, isn't it?
It's all of it in sequence.
Okay.
Aeon Flux, Beavis and Butthead. South Park, Family Guy, The Cleveland Show. How does The Cleveland Show get a fucking mention? American Dad, Bob's Burgers, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, parentheses, currently known as Aqua TV Show, and Futurama. Like,
and then
Futurama
and then it
should come first.
Back around. It circles back around to Futurama. How does The Cleveland
graining.
Show... Matt... Don't ask how does the Cleveland Show get a mention on this. You know what the answer is. It's the same reason, you know, Frisbee is a sport is on every page about sports.
Oh, we got some fucking Seth MacFarlane dudes.
You got some Seth MacFarlane truthers on this page.
Oh, boy. I hate that. I just hate that.
Yeah. But what kills me is the fact that Aeon Flux is the first one.
The Aeon Flux this... juxtaposition with The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Now, Caitlin, I kind of hate that I'm suggesting this,
mm-hmm.
but a very
very surefire route to John Williams now is to click on Family Guy because they're fucking Star Wars specials.
Oh, God, you're right. You're so right.
We could try something else, but I don't know if we should.
No, we're going to do this. We're going to bite the bullet. Ready?
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Are you prepared?
Caitlin, I'm more than prepared. Step five is Family Guy.
All right.
Oh, woof. Now, Caitlin, are you prepared to take this leap with me?
Which leap is that?
Will you admit to having ever liked Family Guy?
No, I will not.
Well, I'm sorry.
Are you going to do that?
I'm sorry to do this, but, you know, kids just don't know better.
Yeah, I forgive you.
Kids just don't know better, and, you know, there was a time when that show wasn't a complete trash fire.
Wasn't as bad? It was still trash, it just wasn't on fire.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
I mean, I think it played favorably against The Simpsons of its era when it premiered.
That's totally fair. But, you know, even as a wee lass, I knew that this... I hated it on the grounds that I felt that it was a ripoff of The Simpsons.
Oh, completely. Completely.
And so perhaps I would have laughed at some of the jokes, you know, if I had not been raised on The Simpsons, but you know, wasn't having any of that.
It's so strange to me still to this day how Fox would look at this show and go, huh. Like a shameless ripoff of The Simpsons, and like really the only thing that they had to differentiate it at the start. It comes down to three things, but you can roll them up into one, which is talking dog, talking baby, and then this is kind of the wrapping around it that makes it one thing, just a little bit edgier.
Right.
And it's like, It's not like they fucking turned the whole thing on its head.
Yeah.
It's still just like suburban family, mom, dad, son, baby, daughter, dog.
Yeah, and neighbors. everyone is just like a lot more vile and repulsive as a person.
Just edgier. Giggity.
So what you're calling edge, I'm calling repulsive.
Oh, it definitely got to that point pretty fast.
I feel like there's not a fucking single likable character on that show. You know?
I mean, yeah, there's not. Like, try to think of one.
Time's up. You can't.
That seems unfair. I'm going to go through the whole list of Family Guy characters now.
Okay.
We got Peter Griffin. I think that's pretty simple. He's not that likable. Lois. You know? What has Lois done wrong? We'll loop back around to Lois. Stewie. I'm going to have to give Stewie an immediate no.
Yeah.
And this just goes on for another 5 hours.
And it just goes on forever and ever. Just to be fair... Just to be fair to you, I will admit that I liked South Park at one time.
Aha. So he got something out of you. If you want to hear Caitlin and I rank all the Family Guy characters against all the South Park characters.
Yeah, that'll be a podcast special.
Podcast special if you subscribe to our Patreon. $5 a month, you get our nights. It's double nights.
Yeah, our
it's night square.
Can you get to that dawn? Actually, is what that equals.
That's a stupid joke, but I like it.
I'm gonna click original Star Wars trilogy. Thank you, Matt.
Sorry. You did just say like, what's the night of the night? It's the morning.
It's the morning. I'm gonna click original Star Wars trilogy. That's quite all right.
That is quite all right. Step six.
Okay. okay, so this is just the page for Star Wars. It's a section on here.
Yeah.
Hold on. I do want to go to organisms named after Star Wars characters.
Just to be clear, this is a subheading, not another page, not a step.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a species of trilobite from China whose scientific name is Han Solo.
Nice.
And it says, the explanation says, so there's a genus, Han, which refers to the Han Chinese. And it says that the discoverer of this particular species says he named it Han Solo because some friends dared him to name a species after a Star Wars character. Those are good. Those are good friends, and that's a good reason.
Those are some pretty cool friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, should we click on John Williams? Is he on this page?
Oh, no. Sorry. I just have to point out this other thing.
Oh, God.
You see...
Read it out.
Examples include Midichloria, a genus of bacteria named after the fictional microorganisms Midichlorians.
Oh boy.
Oh, but there's also a spider called Aptosticus sarlacc, which is a trapdoor spider. So that's cool.
Is the joke that it's a trap?
They both live in a pit.
Yeah, okay.
He lives in a pit, like the sarlacc?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know how it's in a hole with that?
Are all sarlaccs in holes or just that one?
God, great question. What if that's the only one that's trapped in a hole?
That'd be pretty sad, wouldn't it?
That'd be sad for that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay, can we click on John Williams?
Here's this motherfucker. Look at this piece of shit. What is he doing? What is he even doing in this picture?
Stealing.
Oh my God, he's talking into a microphone. He's just like feeling smug. He's been like, hey, so I got the idea from this for this piece, like out of my head, like other composers do. You know? I was just having breakfast one morning, and the Star Wars theme just came to me. Go fuck yourself.
Tell me how you really feel, Caitlin.
Let me click John Williams.
Okay? Step 7. John Williams. A-O. We got to that.
Yeah.
Boy, that's weird. 7 steps to get to John Williams. That's mm-hmm. about what I expected it might be.
I'd say that's par.
Yeah, yeah. But also took enough time talking about kart racing and, you know, Star Wars stuff, as we're wont to do, you and I. I don't know if we mm-hmm. can run it again. So.
Yeah, I don't think we particularly have time. Are you seeing this shit I highlighted?
Uh-huh. In 2005, the American Film Institute selected Williams' score to 1977's Star Wars as the greatest American film score of all time.
Yeah.
How are you going to be upset?
I mean, they...
How are you going to be upset at them, here's the thing. Caitlin?
Here's the thing. They should have selected Eric Korngold's soundtrack to King's Row as the greatest film score of all time, because that's where he fucking got it.
Caitlin, are you saying you're really going to give an award to someone whose name is Eric Korngold?
With a K?
Yeah, come on.
Good point.
Come on. I mean, I want you to air your grievances, okay? I want you to get it all out of your system, because it sounds to me like you're carrying a lot of hate for John Williams in you. And as we all know, mm-hmm. as I'm typing it into Google, hate turns to anger? No, love? Hate? Oh no, it's the other way around.
You
sorry.
Got it all wrong.
Sorry. The only thing hate turns to is suffering. You're a couple steps away from fear, which is the genesis, and you're already at hate. And Caitlin, I don't want you to suffer any longer.
I skip straight to hate, Matt.
You skipped over fear and anger?
Yes.
Wow.
Right over. And I have to tell you, I don't think I've said this on the podcast, although people may have guessed, is that, like, honestly, like being salty about John Williams is one of the aspects of like myself that has stuck with me the longest. Like, you know, a lot of my opinions on the world have evolved. I've grown a lot over the years. But being angry at John Williams is never going to change.
I mean, okay. Just a test, though. Tell me how you feel about the theme to Harry Potter. How does it make you feel when I bring that up?
I honestly feel whisked away to a world of magic and elves. Yeah, house elves and
looks like you don't
invisible horses and
looks like you don't hold that much of a magic. Grudge.
Well, I mean, if you can see that it didn't exactly conjure the whole Harry Potter universe. I didn't do a great job of describing it just then, so I don't know what that says.
I think that's on you. I think you're just waiting on that on that new book to drop next month.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been waiting for years.
Also, can we I walked by the Scholastic like flagship Soho store, which I didn't know was a thing today.
The Scholastic store?
Yeah, like, just...
It's just a bookstore.
But only Scholastic books, I imagine. Okay. For whatever that's worth. And they had a big old banner for the new Harry Potter, like, book. The one that's based off of the West End play.
Yeah.
And it dawned on me that, in a way, J.K. Rowling has, like, stolen her own thunder. Because they announced that fucking Eddie Redmayne movie like a long ass time ago. And then before that shit even comes out, she's just like, never mind. Actually, here's a real Harry Potter story for you to all enjoy. Like, damn. Damn, JK.
Yeah.
Takes.
I got no response to that.
Take guts to play like that.
Yeah.
More guts than John Williams has.
Yeah, absolutely.
This has been another episode of Can You Get to That Nights? Which I'm seriously wondering if we should start to use.
Should we just change the show title to that?
No, we have to make it at least 1 year as Can You Get to That? okay. Which is coming up very soon, less than a week from now. I put the call out on Twitter and Facebook. To you, the listeners, to please leave us reviews on iTunes. Many of you came through. Now, if someone finds us on iTunes, they'll actually see a rating because we have enough of those for that. Mm-hmm. They'll see more than two reviews. They'll see five. One of our listeners seems to think that Can You Get to That as an app, but you know.
Yeah, a little confused.
We'll take it.
Yeah. I'm happy if somebody thinks that we're the best app on their phone, you know?
Exactly. I'm not too upset about it. And we would like it if more of you would do that. I can see how many of you download it every week, and I know that at least half of you are downloading it on iTunes, and not that many people have left reviews, and you know who you are.
Motherfuckers, you fucking mother...
Okay, well, you don't need to get all, like, they're not...
I'm just mad. Sorry, I'm just mad about John.
Yeah, none of these listeners are John Williams, we think.
Yeah, and so, if you do leave a review...
Today, the day this goes out.
What are we saying is the deadline? The day this goes out. If you leave a review by the end of the day today, you'll be eligible to win a very special, very... very silly prize.
Should we tell them what it is, or should we just reveal it when it's
fully cooked? I think we'll reveal it when it gets out of the oven.
Okay, but if you're listening to it today and you the day this episode comes out and you want to win this secret prize from Can You Get to That Nights, yeah,
get right in there.
Leave an iTunes review. I don't want to hear about any of your other podcast services. they're just pretenders to the iTunes throne, and they know it.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Twitter, though. That's still appreciated. It's at Get To That. You can like our page on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CYGTT. And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Wilson. Spell it right, please.
You can also follow me on Twitter at bestkabest, BESTKABEST. And if you're listening to this and you have a fun or interesting or sentimental mug that you have in your life, I would like to hear about it, because I have a blog where I put stories of people's mugs. And I'm running the mug well is running a little low right now. So, you know, slide into my DMs.
But only for mug-related business.
Only for mug-related business. I don't want to hear anything else. Don't talk to me otherwise.
You know, I don't have a sentimental mug out here.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, I feel kind of bummed now.
This is a trick. You just got to go to the Goodwill and get the ugliest one you can find. Hang on to it long enough, sooner or later.
Then you know what I'll do?
What?
I'll find a mug with John Williams' face on it. And every time I sip out of it, I'll think of you. Hey, do you want to plug your sports journalism?
Oh, no, that's just like my life, you know? I'm not going to plug like my whole professional life.
Okay, well,
you know?
I'm just going to tell people to Google search Caitlin Best Soccer. And
yeah, do
just
that.
Find whatever comes up, really.
Read my stories. And maybe there's a soccer player that's got my name out there, and wouldn't that be funny?
If so, you should have a little powwow.
If so, we should be friends, me and that person.
Probably.
Anyway.
Anyway, Caitlin, yeah. I have one last question for you, and I promise, it is not John Williams related.
Oh yeah? What's that?
What if technology bad, though?
Huh.